We have a big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats, young cats, many to be found. Nice cats, mean cats, fat cats, lean cats, big-eared, small-eyed, running all around.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 7th, 2017. Today we celebrate the eccentrically named Terrawood Antigone, a female Burmese cat that still holds the record for producing the largest litter in recorded history. On August 7th, 1870, when she was 4 years old, she gave birth to 19 kittens. Here are some other cat facts in case you're curious. Currently, the world's longest domestic cat lives in Chicago. His name is Leo. He's a Maine Coon, and he measures 48 inches from the tip of his nose to the tip of his tail. The smallest cat on record is a male Blue Point Himalayan Persian called Tinker Toy, who was 7.5 inches long when fully grown. A cat in England named Blackie is recorded as the richest ever when his owner, millionaire British antiques dealer Ben Ray, left him more than £12 million. Hemi, a short hair from Australia, was the world's heaviest house cat and weighed an astonishing 46.5 pounds. The Guinness Book of World Records no longer records weight records for pets, feeling it might encourage overfeeding. The greatest height on record from which a feline has fallen and survived is 16 stories. The cat named Andy belonged to the family of a Florida senator named Ken Meyer. Guinness should probably stop listing that sort of thing, too. And here are some common and some not-so-common notions about cats. In the Middle Ages, some Europeans believed that cats had healing powers. People with a diagnosis of insanity were sometimes given one to own as a means of treatment. Early Christianity taught that a cat seen on a grave meant that the buried person's soul was under the control of the devil. If two cats were seen fighting around a dying person or near a grave shortly after a funeral, this represented the devil and an angel fighting for possession of the recently departed soul. The ancient Egyptians believed that cats captured the light of the setting sun in their eyes and preserved it there until morning. Legend has it that the Manx breed lost its tail as a result of the door slamming on it when it was boarding Noah's Ark. It has also been said that cats can forecast the weather. Expect high winds when your pet claws at the carpet or the curtains, and rain when it washes its ears. Finally, stories abound regarding celebrity cat owners such as Winston Churchill, Marilyn Monroe, and Florence Nightingale, but my favorite is this one about Victorian novelist Charles Dickens. Dickens, it seems, owned a white cat whom he initially named William, and that worked until William had a litter of kittens, whereupon she was renamed Wilhelmina. Dickens was determined that he would not keep any of the litter, but was so completely smitten by one little female, which came to be known in the household as the master's cat, that he kept her. And she would keep him company in his study while he wrote by candlelight. However, she would snuff out the candle with her paw when she wanted attention. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 7th. 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.